Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Batik as national identity and driver of economy growth. Indonesia secures spot in FIFA's World Cup. Now, the news in details. Indonesian Minister of Culture Fadli Zon emphasized that batik should stand as a national identity while also driving economy growth through preservation and increased production.
Indonesian Minister of Culture Fadli Zon, in his message on the commemoration of National Batik Day Thursday, recalled the origin of the declaration of October 2nd as Indonesia's National Batik Day.
Hari ini kita peringati sebagai Hari Batik Nasional.
Today we commemorate National Batik Day because on October 2nd, 2009, batik was officially designated as an intangible cultural heritage by UNESCO.
Atau intangible cultural heritage oleh UNESCO.
Fadli Zon encouraged the people to preserve batik. He underlined that batik is not merely clothing, but the symbol of national identity that must be safeguarded and empowered.
Jadi marilah kita pakai batik kebanggaan kita.
Let us wear our batik with pride and make it a true part of our culture, our national identity, our character, and may more people wear batik, more batik be produced, and greater contributions be made to our nation's economy.
As part of the commemoration, students and workers across the country also wear batik every October 2nd. Hasnan Nur Afifah, Voice of Indonesia.
In celebration of National Batik Day 2025, the Indonesian Batik Foundation and the Provincial Government of Jakarta held Merawat Rasa exhibition at Museum Tekstil Jakarta from October 2nd to November 30th. This exhibition aims to introduce Batik Merawat from Cirebon in a deeper way. Putri will provide a full report.
Motif batik beragam asalnya. Ada dari Cirebon hingga Jakarta. Mari ramaikan Merawat Rasa, meningkatkan cinta pada budaya kita. Terima kasih. Selamat menikmati pameran ini.
The event was officially opened by the head of the Jakarta Department of Culture, Muhammad Mutahullah Tamari, on Thursday, October 2nd, 2025. In his speech, he said that this exhibition will tell the story of batik, especially batik Merawat.
Pameran ini bukan merupakan
this exhibition is not merely about presenting the visual, but also highlights the stories, precision, and artistic spirit embodied in every piece of batik, especially the Merawat technique, which requires extraordinary patience and perseverance.
He added that the Merawat technique reflects noble values that are highly relevant in the modern era.
Teknik Merawat mencerminkan nilai-nilai luhur.
The Merawat technique reflects noble values such as perseverance, patience, and respect for the process. These values are very relevant in the midst of a fast-paced and instant modern lifestyle.
At the same event, the chairperson of the Indonesian Batik Foundation, Gita Pratama, revealed that the theme Merawat Rasa was chosen as a special tribute to Batik Merawat from Cirebon, which has received a geographical indication or GI certificate. Pratama also requested public support because Indonesian batik will be brought to the world stage to the 20th session of the UNESCO Intangible Cultural Heritage Committee in India to ensure that batik is increasingly recognized and appreciated. Putri Cahaya Purnama, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Vice President Gibran conveyed the government commitment to core self-sufficiency while also encouraging the role of younger generation through modern agricultural technology in South Sumatra.
Indonesian Vice President Gibran Rakabuming Raka conducted a working visit and attended the Corn Harvest Festival in Banyuasin, South Sumatra. In his statement on Wednesday, he said Banyuasin Regency as one of the three largest corn centers in South Sumatra is considered to have a strategic role in supporting President Prabowo Subianto's vision and mission in the food sector.
Banyuasin is one of the third largest corn producing areas in South Sumatra. We will ensure that his priority programs, his vision and mission, one of which is food self-sufficiency, can run smoothly.
Vice President Gibran also encouraged the role of the younger generation to actively participate in the modernization of the agricultural sector. He emphasized the importance of research and development to ensure that agricultural innovation becomes more advanced and sustainable.
Yes, looking ahead, young people can participate, for example, in mechanization using AI technology, such as for testing soil pH level, using drones to spread seeds. So, in reality, young people can participate directly in this industry.
The Corn Harvest Festival, held on 1,000 hectare plot of land, is proof of the government's support in strengthening food and security and improving the welfare of farmers as directed by President Prabowo Subianto. Rizka Fadila reporting from Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Minister of Culture Fadli Zon emphasized that the government remains committed to returning Indonesian artifacts and historical objects from abroad. Kiki Novita has the details.
Indonesia's Minister of Culture, Fadli Zon, stressed the government's commitment to continue fighting for the return of the nation's cultural sovereignty. Speaking at the Pancasila 60 Days in Jakarta Wednesday, he said the repatriation process of Indonesian's artefact and historical object from the Netherlands would be carried out in stage.
Ketika di Belanda itu bagian dari
When in the Netherlands, it was part of our efforts to restore our cultural sovereignty by receiving important artifacts, fossils, and we also continue to repatriate our historical objects. This includes keris from our national heroes.
Fadli Zon added that this process will involve in-depth research into the origin of this historical object.
Kan memang ada provenance research namanya, jadi ada research yang sedang berlangsung.
This repatriation process involves provenance research, which is currently still ongoing. A number of museums in the Netherlands, including the Volkenkunde Tropen Museum and Naturalis Museum, hold these artifacts.
The government hoped that the return of this historical object will not only strengthen national identity, but also serve as a means of educating the younger generations about Indonesia's cultural heritage. Kiki Novita, Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian e-football national team has secured its place in prestigious FIFA World Cup Finals 2025 to be held in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia in December 2025. This assurance came after the red and white squad successfully advanced through the regional qualifiers with positive results. Raditya Arif Putra Setiawan has the details.
Indonesia secured a place in the prestigious FIFA E-World Cup tournament after delivering positive results in the regional qualifier. Head coach of the Indonesian e-football console and mobile team, Putra Sutopo, explained on Wednesday, October 1st, that the team's target was achieved.
We successfully passed the group stage in second place, and thank God, yesterday in the knockout stage, we immediately advanced to the upper final. So we've officially secured a spot in the FIFA E-Finals.
He stated that the qualifier became an opportunity for player rotation, giving new talents the chance to gain experience and strengthen team chemistry. Meanwhile, Indonesia e-football athlete Rizky Faiden described the group stage as a valuable lesson, pointing out that Asia remains one of the toughest regions.
It's definitely a learning experience because the Asia region for e-football is one of the toughest. The opponents we faced in the group stage were more mostly teams we usually encounter in other tournaments. They also have a lot of experience.
Turnamen-turnamen lainnya gitu, mereka punya pengalaman yang banyak juga.
He added that there is still much room for improvement both in gameplay and out-game aspects. With around 2 months to prepare, the team is committed to continuous discussion and evaluation to identify areas that need improvement. Raditya Arif Putra Setiawan, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Ministry of Defense has distributed medicine to improve public health services across several regions. Deputy Minister of Defense Doni Ermawan Tafwanto emphasized that this effort is also part of strengthening the nation's health resilience. Ofra has the detail.
Indonesian Ministry of Defense distributed a number of medicines to village and sub-district cooperative under the Merah Putih program across Indonesia. The handover took place at the Ministry of Defense office, Jakarta, on Wednesday, October 1st. Deputy Minister of Defense Doni Ermawan Taufanto said the distribution of medicines aims to improve public health services.
Jadi ini merupakan suatu dukungan dari Kementerian Pertahanan kepada bangsa.
This is a form of support from the Ministry of Defense for the nation and the state to ensure health resilience. As we all know, strong defense is also supported by strong and healthy human resources. Therefore, this has become our concern at the Ministry of Defense to support how the Indonesian people can stay healthy.
According to Deputy Minister, the initiative reflects the ministry's strong commitment to improving public health as an integral part of strengthening national defense. Ofra Regina, Voice of Indonesia.
That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Today's commentary is on National Batik Day. Since 2009, October the 2nd has been celebrated in Indonesia as National Batik Day. This date refers to UNESCO's designation of batik as a masterpiece of the oral and intangible heritage of humanity on October the 2nd, 2009. The theme of this year's National Batik Day is Merawit Batik. According to the Ministry of Industry's website, the term Merawit refers to the detailed knit and dense lines in batik motifs. Merawit motifs are known to be very intricate and require extra patience. Therefore, Merawit batik is often seen as a symbol of the artisan's perseverance and a reflection of the refinement of Indonesian culture. Philosophically, Merawit batik embodies refinement, perseverance, and dedication in preserving tradition amidst the tide of modernization. Celebrating National Batik Day isn't just about feeling proud of this cultural heritage being recognized internationally or wearing batik clothing, especially on certain occasions. It goes beyond that, but it's also the responsibility of the Indonesian people to preserve and develop the art of Indonesian batik. Looking at the increase in export value, the Indonesian batik industry has recorded excellent performance in the international market. During the first quarter of 2025, the value of batik exports reached $7.63 million, a 76.2% increase compared to the same period of the previous year of $4.33 million. Continued growth is expected to improve the welfare of those involved in the batik industry. Indonesia must seize every opportunity to further globalize batik. The significant opportunity can be achieved through continuous promotion. The introduction of batik with its motifs and philosophies must be continuously implemented. Furthermore, collaboration with international fashion companies must be strengthened. Indonesian fashion designers should increasingly use batik in their designs to promote them internationally. At international events held in Indonesia, batik is often used as attire by heads of state. The batik worn by state guests such as presidents, heads of states, or international institution leaders visiting Indonesia can serve as a platform to promote Indonesian batik. Another important consideration is the regeneration of Indonesian batik artisans, given that most Indonesian batik artisans are now over 40 years old. Public awareness campaigns about batik and the batik profession must be conducted more frequently to raise awareness among Indonesia's younger generation that batik is a promising profession. The batik industry also plays a vital role in the national economy. Hopefully, Indonesian batik will continue to be sustainable and flourish.
Indonesia.
Oh, semua ingin ku
tahu, semua rinduku punya arti satu. Ku ingin miliki dirimu, cinta.
Voice of Indonesia.
Here is quote of the day. Patience has no limits. If there is a limit, it means you have no patience. That's a quote by Kiai Haji Abdurrahman Wahid, or familiarly known as Gus Dur, an Indonesian Muslim figure from the Nahdlatul Ulama. He served as the fourth president of the Republic of Indonesia from 1999 to 2001. And that's quote of the day.
Voice of Indonesia.
In remote areas, our search. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable.
Sayang kau di mana, aku ingin bersama.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Sering memisahkan kita hingga aku hanya bisa berbincang denganmu di WhatsApp. Aku kesal dengan waktu yang tak pernah berhenti bergerak, bareng sejenak agar ku bisa menikmati tawamu. Ingin ku berdiri di sebelahmu, menggenggam erat jari-jarimu, mendengarkan lagu Sheila on Seven seperti waktu itu. Saat kau di sisiku, dan tunggulah aku di sana memecahkan celengan rinduku, berboncengan denganmu. Mengelilingi kota, menikmati surya perlahan menghilang. Hingga kejamnya waktu menarik paksa kau dari pelukku. Lalu kita kembali menabung rasa rindu, saling mengirim doa sampai nanti sayangku. Kau tahu aku benci khawatir saat kau tak mengabari. Aku tak suka bertanya-tanya, ingin ku bakar dia yang sering mention-mentionan denganmu di Twitter. Namun kau selalu meyakinkanku untuk tumbuhkan percaya, bukan rasa curiga. Dan tunggulah aku di sana memecahkan celengan rinduku, berboncengan denganmu mengelilingi kota, menikmati surya perlahan menghilang. Hingga kejamnya waktu menarik paksa kau dari pelukku. Kita kembali menabung rasa rindu, saling mengirim doa sampai nanti sayangku. Pa-pa-ra-pa, pa-pa-ra-pa, pa-pa-ra-pa.
Songs Indonesia.
Indonesian Wonder today is on Misol, a paradise in the Raja Ampat Islands, Papua. Misol is one of the four large islands in the Raja Ampat Archipelago, West Papua. This island is located off the west coast of the main island of Papua and directly borders the Seram Sea. The land of Misol Island consists of hills, dense forests, and mangrove swamps. Not only that, this 234 square kilometers island is home to ancient cultural sites because here a number of petroglyphs were found on cave walls throughout the island, which are on average around 5,000 years old. Misol Island's marine panorama is decorated with karst rock clusters with a fairly complete underwater ecosystem. Misol Island is part of the world's coral triangle. Therefore, it is not surprising that various ornamental fish can be found on this island. From the stunning underwater beauty, amazing karst rock formations can be seen to rich underwater life. Every corner of this island holds a charm that is ready to be visited. One of the most iconic spots on Misol Island is Love Lagoon or Laguna Cinta in Bahasa Indonesia. This place is located in the geosite Karawapop area. As the name implies, this place has a unique shape like a heart and makes it perfect for taking pictures. Love Lagoon is also an ideal place to relax and enjoy the beauty of nature. In addition, here you can also swim or just go around using a kayak. Around Misol Island, you can also enjoy the beautiful view of the Fafanlap Stone Array, which is a large rock that is naturally arranged and located in the middle of the ocean. This natural phenomenon not only attracts the attention of tourists, but also becomes a subject of research for geologists and natural researchers. If you visit the area, you will definitely be able to enjoy the calm atmosphere while admiring the beauty of the sunset and the rock formations that are thousands of years old. To reach Misol Island, the journey begins with a flight to the city of Sorong, which is the main gateway to Raja Ampat. After arriving in Sorong, continue to the harbor to take a ferry, speedboat, or Finnish ship to Misol Island. This sea journey will take about 4 to 6 hours, but you are guaranteed not to feel bored because throughout the journey, you will be treated to the natural scenery of Misol, which is a shame to miss, including rows of small islands and clear waters that are blue-greenish color. If you love marine tourism, visiting Misol Island can be your choice of tourist destination. Well, that was Indonesian Wonder today. We'll meet again next time with another interesting topic. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia.
Foto hitam putih, aku coba ingat lagi warna bajumu kala itu. Kali pertama di hidupku, manusia lain memelukku. Lembaran foto hitam putih. Aku coba ingat lagi wangi rumah di sore itu. Kue coklat balon warna-warni, pesta hari ulang tahunku. Dimanapun kalian berada, ku kirimkan terima kasih untuk warna dalam hidupku dan banyak kenangan indah. Kau melukis aku. Lembaran foto hitam putih, kembali teringat malam ku hitung-hitung bintang saat mataku sulit tidur. Suaramu buatku lelap. Dimanapun kalian berada, ku kirimkan terima kasih untuk warna dalam hidupku dan banyak kenangan indah. Kiss aku. Kita tak pernah tahu berapa lama kita diberi waktu. Jika aku pergi lebih dulu, jangan lupakan aku. Ini lagu untukmu, ungkapan terima kasihku. Lembar monokrom hitam putih, aku coba ingat warna demi warna di hidupku. Takkan ku mengenal cinta bila bukan karena hati baikmu.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is
melihat orangutan. Melihat orangutan,
which means seeing orangutan. You will listen to a conversation about
hati-hati melangkah. Hati-hati melangkah,
which means watch your steps. The conversation is between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, and Naomi, a tour guide at Tanjung Puting National Park, Central Kalimantan. Naomi warned Chris to watch his steps when leaving the orangutan feeding spot. Let's listen to their conversations.
Kita akan melewati jembatan kayu. Hati-hati melangkah, kayunya licin.
Wah, berarti kita sudah dekat dengan sungai ya?
Iya, malam ini kita akan menginap di kapal.
After listening to the conversations, I will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic.
Hati-hati melangkah, hati-hati melangkah,
which means watch your steps. I will say it 2 times slowly. Mykali Granov will say it slowly. Please repeat it after her.
Hati-hati, hati-hati,
which means be careful.
Melangkah, melangkah,
which means walking.
Hati-hati melangkah, hati-hati melangkah,
which means watch your steps.
Melewati, melewati,
which means passing through.
Jembatan, jembatan,
which means bridge.
Kayu, kayu,
which means wood.
Licin, licin,
which means slippery.
Sudah dekat, sudah dekat,
which means close.
Sungai, sungai,
which means river.
Malam ini, malam ini,
which means tonight.
Menginap, menginap,
which means stay the night.
Kapal, kapal,
which means ship. In the conversation, you hear the sentence,
hati-hati melangkah, hati-hati melangkah,
which means watch your steps. In the expression, there is the word
hati-hati, hati-hati,
which means be careful. The phrase
hati-hati, hati-hati,
which means be careful, is used to ask someone to be careful or to watch out for something. In the context, the word
hati-hati, hati-hati,
which means be careful, is used by Naomi to warn Chris to be careful or watch his steps when passing the slippery wooden bridge. Here are other examples. Let's listen to some other examples using expressions.
Hati-hati,
which means be careful in other sentences.
Hati-hati di jalan, Chris. Hati-hati di jalan, Chris.
Which means be careful on the road, Chris.
Jalan sedang ramai. Hati-hati. Jalan sedang ramai. Hati-hati.
Which means the road is busy. Be careful. For your information, to cross the Sekonya River to Orang Utan Rehab Center, the visitors will use a perahu kloto or kloto boat. Perahu kloto is a traditional wooden ship. The name kloto comes from the noise it makes. Klotok is still used for trips across rivers in Tanjung Puting National Park. Currently, some klotok boats have many facilities for staying overnight. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go, ulang. Let's have another go with the conversations.
Kita akan melewati jembatan kayu. Hati-hati melangkah. Kayunya licin.
Wah, berarti kita sudah dekat dengan sungai ya?
Iya, malam ini kita akan menginap di kapal.
Listeners, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about
hati-hati melangkah, hati-hati melangkah,
which means watch your steps. We hope today's edition will be useful for you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Daniel and my colleague
Ranov.
Sampai jumpa, I'll see you again.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's music corner presents a song by Maudie Ayunda. Ayunda Faza Maudia, who is known as Maudie Ayunda, is an Indonesian actress, model, writer, and singer. Maudie Ayunda released her latest song entitled Puisi Kota, or Poem of the City, on November 25, 2024. In this song, Maudie collaborates with the legendary Indonesian musician Iwan Fals. Although it was released on November 25, 2024, the song was actually first written by Maudie on April 17, 2023. In addition, the song also involves Simhala Avadana, vocalist of the band Numata. The song Puisi Kota tells a personal reflection on life in Jakarta, which is full of contradictions.
The big city provides many opportunities and also dreams for some people, but on the other hand, it can also make someone feel small and lonely. Well, listener, here is Maudy Ayunda with her latest single, Puisi Kota. Happy listening.
Tapi ku sendiri.
Voice of Indonesia.
Para kamu, kau naura ku.